guys. Kev's on his phone, so I'll get us started today.
Good man.
Welcome to another podcast. I'm here with James and Kev again.
Good evening. Good evening.
We are the three amigos.
That was the Benja included.
Nice.
450.
Sorry, we're just looking at gym equipment at the moment.
We're setting up a gym. If anyone wants to give us some money to help out, you'll have a free membership for the first 2 weeks.
But you'll get lots of shout outs on this podcast. So
yeah,
to all our
give us all your money,
many listeners.
We'll take PayPal or we'll take your card details plus PIN.
So right, today, what are we talking about, Kev?
So I thought it might be good to just have a bit of a morning session, really.
And we're quite a positive bunch.
What things wind you up at the gym? If you don't get wound up, what annoys you, or what do you get annoyed about, or what do you find frustrating about the gym?
What not to do in the gym?
Well, that would be something that annoys you. If you're seeing people doing it, you would then think that's what you shouldn't do in the gym, wouldn't it? So, well, who wants to kick us off?
Should we go round, like one each?
Yeah, we'll go youngest to oldest.
Because usually we kind of go, I'll say all mine, Kev says all his.
Yeah, we did that last time.
Go on then, James. What not to do, what annoys you, something along those lines.
This is a very specific one, but I seen it the other day and I see it like in a lot of people. Putting the lat pull down machine way too low. It really annoys us.
Does it?
For some reason. Just pulling it, instead of just stopping at the chest, they start tricep extensions down towards the lat.
Coming down the stomach.
I just think, look at anyone in the gym that does lat pull down, like that is big. They don't do it like that. So don't do
okay.
It.
No. So if we're going to be upset about this, then we need to educate in the proper ways to do it. So
yeah, so if you want, James Fearon on Instagram, I'll do personal training sessions.
but let's remember from a couple of podcasts ago, you don't want to take money for educating
people. No, I just want to make friends.
That's right.
I just want to make friends.
I'm happy to take your money. So get in touch with me.
No, I will help you for free. I'll make friends. I'm paid in friendship.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. See? I like that.
I think the easiest way to tell, for me, to describe to people how to do lat pull downs is put your arms above you in the air as if you're going to pull down and pull your elbows towards your side. When your elbows stop at your side, that's as far as you need to go. Because anything past that, your lats are not working anymore. You're working different muscles.
See, I'm lucky I've had a Kev to stand there behind me and go, just come down to this point. So I know on the machines in our gym now, I know that the little silver bit is going to sit in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
And then that
puts... A lot of people just do chin.
Yeah, well, that puts the bar right where I need it to be, so...
You see, I've got really short arms, as has been mentioned before, so for me, I've got to come down to my stomach anyway, because my forearms are so tiny. But for most people, I would say the bar doesn't need to come any lower than your chin.
Yeah.
One of my heroes, Eddie Hall, if you watch him doing a lat pull down, it pretty much goes to his beard. Just his little tuft, and that's as far as you need to go.
I would say if you're worrying anywhere between your clavicle and your chin, it'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then that gives you a bit of space.
That would probably cater for most people's range of motion.
Yeah.
Anywhere between there, but this is such a big one.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Pull it down, and they literally try to come down to the stomach, and you're like,
"But then, when you're doing that, it starts working your rotator cuff muscles,
which not designed to lift heavy,
absolutely tiny,
and they're some of the most injury-prone muscles in your
body. That's why we worked on them quite a few times.
Any shoulder day, you'll see me doing that.
Yeah,
don't come lower than that. It stands to reason you're working your lats. Well, if you're working your lats, they can only pull your arms in as far as your arms go. Once you get past that, you can feel the difference in the pulling down and then the rotating your shoulders forward, and can hurt.
I think that's why it annoys us so much, is because it's like a silent kind of like silent killer in a way.
Yeah.
Because you think, oh yeah, you'll get injured doing squats, bench, deadlift, like the heavy stuff. but people don't realise you can actually get really injured on the lat pull down machine.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you tear a rotator cuff muscle. Ooh.
My dad did. He did both.
His belly button.
Wasn't on the lats, I don't think.
On the bench.
Probably on the bench, yeah. But that was just through years of...
Overuse.
But, he was out of work, you see. You're out of the gym.
You're done. If you knack your rotator cuffs, literally every single movement of your arm...
You can't do any upper body.
No.
Yeah.
So be sensible when you're doing lat pull-downs. Yeah.
But that's why...
Especially if you're going heavy.
Yeah, but that's why a couple of months ago when mine started hurting, my shoulder started...
Yeah.
I had to adjust everything, didn't I?
Yeah.
I lifted lighter. On the bench, I brought my arms in. I benched narrow.
People aren't as smart as that, though. They wouldn't lighten it up and stuff like that, and then they just end up making it worse.
Yeah. You don't have to stop. Stopping is the worst thing to do, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, I've just thought of the next one.
Well, you can
Let's
wait.
Move on.
Let's move on. Let's move around really quickly now so that James can get back to his next one.
Right.
No, I just thought it just because I'll forget it. Just okay. Someone remind us.
Well, let me tell you, my number one peeve in the gym is why the hell can people not put the dumbbells back?
In the right place. Amazing. In the right place.
Why is it that there is inevitably one of the dumbbells that you want and the other one is hiding? Oh. And you just think, well, someone got them off the rack.
It does my head.
Why can't they put them back?
You know what?
What's the difficulty?
So when you, obviously, the heavier you go, the lower they are, just for easier of loading.
Yeah.
Right. I had the 34s. Did a rep. And I got them from the 34 place, so they were all in order. Someone had gone and put like 10 kilos in it.
Just let me point out here, in our gym, it's labelled.
It's all labelled.
It says where the 10 kilos go, the 12, 14, all of them. So you've got to be absolutely stupid to put them in the wrong place.
Yeah.
The 10s go very specifically where the 10 kilos go, don't they?
So you know what
I did? They go in order?
You know what I did?
They go up in order?
It's I just chucked them next to, just chucked them in an open space that wasn't that weird. And then left it and then came back. And as soon as that person was done with the 10s, I chucked them back, the 10s in the right place, and then put them back.
And forever, when we go in and we're using a dumbbell.
If you get it from a certain location and it's in the right position, someone else shouldn't put that in your position. No,
exactly.
There's no point.
No,
there's
no
reason. What is the difference?
The light ones are on the top for a reason.
The dumbbell rack is not, like, that big. It a few extra
feet like
to
walk massively.
It's not as
no,
it?
Exactly.
Oh, I thought of the other one. I thought of the other one.
I just find it really, really annoying. I just think, right, it is literally, you're going back from a bench, which can be at most 10 foot away.
10 foot, yeah.
Yeah.
To literally, you stand up off the bench and turn around and put them back. I just think you've got them. You're at a gym, you're exercising, and you're not willing to take those extra few steps. So, it is a real, real bugbear of mine. Oh, yeah, because the only opinion that counts tonight is James's.
So it would appear so.
We should just be quiet. James, over to you. No, shut up and wait your turn.
Right, so mine is along the same lines as yours, Kev, because, people leaving the weights on the bars and walking away.
Yeah.
That also does my... A lot... It does my head.
Do some of them make sense, though? Like, leg press. I always leave one plate on each
side.
No,
the leg press, you always leave something on. You always leave something on the... on the row. On the bent over row.
Yeah, that one's fine.
Yeah.
Just because...
Something,
you,
a 25
you can't just
or something.
Do it at the bar, is the thing.
No. But if you've got a barbell on a squat rack, or you've been deadlifting 100K, and then somebody has to come along and take off 320s on
each
side.
How many times has it happened to us?
All the time.
We go in and we're going to go on deadlift or we're going to go on bench press, and there's like just weight after weight after weight on the bars.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. You know, it's the same people that don't put the weights back in the dumbbell.
Or when somebody
should
leaves,
be allowed to hit them with the barbell.
Or when someone loads up the bar and leaves it loaded with all fives.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got another one. You're giving us all my ideas.
Yeah, it does,
but linking with that one, right? There's one guy, he's strong, right? But he wears the same vest every time. I think I mentioned him before, he screams on every rep.
Yes.
But I just looked at him, and I was looking for tens at the point. But he can do 140 on bench pretty comfortably, and he always goes up to that. He had all 10s on each side. So he had 6 10s.
So the bar looks really full.
So it looks really full, and he had the bump bar, grey ones, and I was looking for 10s, and I was like, oh, how are you, man? How are you? Oh, there they are, right? And I genuinely wanted to go over and hit him. Fair enough, right, if you're that strong, you might want to build up in 10s.
And he might hit your back.
But
it might hurt.
But if you want to build up in 10s, I think once you get to a 20, put a 20 on instead.
Yeah.
Take the 10 off and put a 20 on. It's just as easy as putting a 10 on.
I think building up to 140 on the 10s.
I didn't know whether he was doing it.
Would.
It's a lot
that's
of 10s,
a lot of reps.
It's a lot of 10s.
I was just thinking, like, do you want to do that just so it looks bigger? Because
probably. Yeah, just wants to make it look like there's more weight on the bar.
Anyone that goes to the gym realises grey means 10, so stop looking hard.
Yeah.
Right.
And with that.
We're back to James for his second one that he's excited to share.
I forgot it.
I thought that was the second one.
Go on. I forgot it. No, because that was linking in, but that was one of them. Yeah. The way the plates are loaded in our gym.
Oh, the way the staff...
The way the staff does it, right?
That does your head, doesn't it?
Do you want it?
No, you get a right bee in your bonnet about it, don't you?
Because I went in the other day and I was squatting on the furthest corner, the one that I always go to in preference. And I turn round and I look, and the first plate I put on is always a 20. I do bar and then I put 20s on, right? And I look around and I'm looking for the 20s. They were all the way at the other side of the gym, all on one rack, right? And then that I walk over and I have to like do a shield carry to carry them over, and then I'm like, right, now I've got to go to 100. I'm going to walk across half the gym again to get the 100, and then there's absolutely no way by the time I'm done I'm putting them back on the same place. I'm putting them back next to all the 15s at my rack. And
I
all
think
the fives.
As long as they're on a tree or as long as they're on the squat rack, you know, properly racked up,
you can find them.
I personally, I think they should have, you know,
more of them.
420s, 410s, each.
Yeah. But you know what else winds up? That they're not all on like separate sides. So you put like it would make sense to have a 20 and a 20 on each side on the right and left.
That's what I mean. Find that frustrating. They'll put all 420s on one side. You're
so like,
I'm not going to put all 420s on one side and 10s on the other, am I?
But if
that's someone each side.
If you're taking them off, usually it makes sense to take them off that side and put it. Racket that side.
Well, people who do take them off do that, and then literally the staff will come and move them
and
them all
the
together.
The worst thing is they do it while you're doing a heavy lift in front of your face.
Do you know, like that? This whole bit does annoy me, but I really get on board with it because I've seen the person in question.
There is one particular member of staff that does that.
And I've seen her do it while you've been squatting.
Have you
and
ever seen
over
me
to your rack?
When I'm doing heavy stuff, like, do you see the zone that I get into? Yeah. Like, I'll circle myself, like, I'll get in a proper zone, and then one person comes and it'll just mess us up. Like,
doing it while you're trying to squat, and I've seen you say, no, I'm going to use them. I remember you saying it. It was maybe a month or two ago.
I had to like go like, no, I'm using them. Like, let us get ready for me squat, and I just buggered off, and then I had to do another like 2 minute song and dance of getting hyped up for a big lift.
I know, and that's a big deal because you'll take a 10 minute rest anyway, don't you?
So I was cold by the time
half an hour in the gym.
But you've got to go warm up again and then build back up. And if they just leave things alone.
But the thing that happened the other day as well. Because the rack was that loaded to the end so that you couldn't actually see the bar that they were all on because all the 20s were on, I put a 5 on at the top. I put them on gently, I then slam it, and a 10 fell off and scraped all the way, no, 20 fell off and scraped all the way down my shin. And I was like, you know what, if that was like a girl just beginning the gym, like,
that'd be enough, wouldn't it?
It would put them off coming at the weight section because 20 kilos is quite a lot of weight for a girl to lift up. Beth couldn't do it when she first joined.
Yeah.
Like, she can't even lift it. She struggles to lift the 25s. Imagine that was a 25 and that the staff had loaded it like that. And you can actually see because they put 20s on the same one all the time. So that means there's 100 kilos just on one little clip. It's actually bending down into the ground. It would make more sense to distribute.
On the left hand side. Yeah, I noticed that, isn't it?
So they need to stack the weights better. I don't know if anyone from the gym at South Shields listen to this, but if you do, pay attention. Stack your weights differently.
That deal.
Stop stacking them when people are working out. All right? Because it's just annoying.
That deal, he just follows. I feel like the staff would actually understand what I'd say, but they just follow what they say, don't they? They just, you told someone and you just, I'll do it, you know.
Maybe they need to think more. Well, another one of my, I won't call it a pet peeve, but I find it really, I don't know, I look at people doing it and I think, oh, morons. I can't stand it when people are using the rowers wrong. And they're rowing.
Me.
Like you see people on the rower and they're basically just holding the chain and moving the backside back and forward on the seat without pulling the chain and just not row. And I just look at them and think, what are you doing? Why are you even sat on that machine right now? You are getting absolutely no benefit from it at all. And all that's happening is my blood pressure is going through the roof watching these idiots on the rower. So if you're going to use a rower, learn how to use a rower. Ask one of the PTs.
That links.
How do I do this?
That links to back to one of ours. You can easily find things on Google.
Well, yeah, exactly. There's a million ways to do it. And because, for me, the rower is such an awesome piece of kit. And it's so beneficial for everything. If I was going to only have one piece of cardio kit, that would be it. But just learn how to use it. Just take 2 minutes to look at a video and learn how to use the thing. So, yeah, I find myself getting rather frustrated. And it's got nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. It doesn't affect my life in any way. But I just think, morons, use it properly. So, there you go. Kev's number two. Yours.
Right, okay, so my number two is it's not really a pet peeve again, it's my inability to do more than 3 pull-ups. It does my head in because...
Should I crack a window? I'm just thinking like that.
There'll be too many traffic noise.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my inability to... I was just going to say crack a window. to do a pull-up. Oh, three. More than three. Yeah.
You know what's really good at that? Pulling a lat pull down machine right to your belly button really works your strength for your pull-up.
Shut up, you moron. Next thing you know, you'll be just dancing on the rower, won't you?
But yeah, that is a goal I want to achieve. But I find it difficult to get there.
Yeah.
Really, really difficult because I haven't got much muscle on my back at all. Yeah.
Seems like we need to design something to help you get that. If you can do three, then you can get to the point where you can do more than three.
Yeah.
Fairly comfortably, I would have thought.
When you look at Brian Shaw, he's over 400 pounds, 440, 450, and he can do 6.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You look at...
His arms are thicker than your legs, though.
Oh, mate, so thicker than my whole body.
His back is absolutely phenomenally huge. Isn't
yeah.
It? But he's 6'8".
Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that video with him against the Marine?
Yeah.
Where in the end he ended up in the ice bath?
Yeah.
You seen that one?
No, I've not seen that one.
Right, we'll watch it. It's really good. Sounds kinky. You see him on a rowing machine, mate.
He's got the world record.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, he's got the world record for 100 metres.
It is ridiculous. He can do it in one pull.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, even he can do 6. You look at it like Big Boy from Strength Cartel. Yeah. I don't know whether you watch much of him.
Yeah, I watched the video
he's paid to do
him and Larry Wheels.
He is paid to do it.
Obviously, you expect Larry Wheels to smash him out, but Big Boy's he's a big lad. He's got a belly on him, and but then He takes his top off and his back is massive.
Yeah.
He's not all like he's a power lifter, isn't he?
So you want a back like that and be able to do pull ups?
I don't want a back like that. I want a back though.
Yeah.
I would like a back.
Like a flying squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
I've got a full list. Ego lifting. Personally.
Describe ego lifting for those people who don't know what that is.
Like when you're building up on a set and then just really thinking you should have a weight and just lift it, like just throwing form out the window just for a weight.
So thinking, I want to lift that particular weight and then, so I'm going to do it no matter what, like whether I should or shouldn't.
Like I've seen someone go for a 100 kilo bench And I was like, I'll be well impressed if he can get that. Because I seen him with 90 and he really grinded it. And I was like, oh, his max is probably 92.5. Then he was like, oh, someone spot us. Got someone to spot him. Didn't come leave his chest once it hit his chest. And then he give himself 10 minutes and he goes for it again. And I was like, you've got to know your limit. Like, especially keep good form. But that's one way of ego lifting. Some, you can be like that. You might think, oh, right, I can have 95. You go for it and you fail. Like, it's natural to fail, but you don't just keep going at it until, like, just know your limits, maybe back it off a little bit and work on it. But then also the one where you just throw form out the window, like...
Just to get the work.
Just to lift weight. Oh, I can do four.
Last rep sometimes. I know it's bad.
Last rep, that's fine. That's fine. But, like, I've seen people with 40 kilo dumbbells on chest press, and they're not even coming anywhere near the chest, and they're shaking all over, but they'll get off and they'll be like, oh, I did 10 reps with 40 kilos. And I'll be like, you're benefiting less than me doing 30 kilos for 5 reps.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about your form, basically, again, get in touch with James on Instagram. It's completely free.
He just wants to make friends.
He will give you everything that you need to know. In fact, he won't take payment, but I'll take payments in the form for him of cake, Kev.
I like pies.
Pies.
I didn't know we were doing food.
Yeah.
I would do food.
No, you said free. You don't want to make anything
you
from
your... friendship.
Right,
I take payment in pies. You take payment in friendship.
I do it sometimes. But then
take payment in pies?
So, no. I don't want a password, but you know. So, like, I'll go up to a weight that I start throwing the form out the window. And then you've seen it before, I'll realise, and you'll be like, well done, you did 3 reps. But I'll overjudge it, and I'll be like, no, I want to make it, like, maybe strip it back. I'd be more impressed with 3 kilos less, but...
3 good reps.
3 perfect reps.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, look at me squat form. The amount I've overanalyzed that, like, I could do not too much different weight, like, from the start of the year, but it looks 10 times better.
Yeah, you look more comfortable, stronger, more fluid, definitely. Yeah. But sometimes that's better. Like, I tried 140 bench, would it have been earlier on in the year, with you and Chris, and I couldn't get it more than 2 inches off my chest. So I stopped, and I worked on building my strength until
with
I thought, right,
form.
I'll have another go. And when I did, it was a breeze.
You did it for 2?
No problem. But there was no point in me carrying on saying, yeah, I got that 140, because... Chris helped me the last little bit of the way, because I didn't.
Yeah.
So then you go away, you work on things. It's okay to push yourself, and you've got to do it right. If you're just going to go and just lift because you want to look like you're lifting the biggest weights in the gym, just for the sake of it, then basically you're an idiot.
Like, I seen someone doing shoulder press. He was young, 30 kilos above his head, and he didn't even cut, the dumbbell didn't even come past his, like, top of his head.
Really?
Like, the bottom of the dumbbell didn't come past the top of his head.
Yeah.
Like, it was just...
In the world of lifting weights, you are far better lifting lighter and properly than lifting heavy weights because you want to be with the big boys and not doing it right, because you're just not getting the benefits.
If you're worried, if you don't think you're doing it right, or you wonder if you're doing it right, there's so many YouTube videos of people showing you how to lift.
What are you on about? PT service.
PT service.
Shh, sorry.
Plug the PT service, man.
Don't say it. There's nothing else online, right?
it's only just Instagram, James. Right, okay.
I struggle finding your Instagram. I struggle finding your Instagram. It's like KDT O'Neill.
KTD O'Neill. It's because my initials, Kevin Thomas Dominic. Once you know that, it's easy. They're like, right, yeah, that makes sense now. So let me go on my... There's a group of people that come into the gym who come in and they work out together. Or they come in together as a group of friends. Like one squat rack next to the dumbbells. One bench, one flat bench that is. Another barbell next to the
deadlift
bench for like cleaning and pressing. And then another one of the squat racks over by the wall. So
there's only 7 bars in the gym.
And they're using 4 barbells at once between them. Rather
I've never
than
seen anybody do that.
I've never wanted to hit someone as much in a gym in my life. I wanted to pick up the 60 dumbbells and throw them at them. I just thought, what are you doing? And they've got 5 kilos on the barbells, but literally they've got it at the foot of the bench, so one of them's using that whilst the other one's on the bench, rather than just doing the bench and then using the same barbell, because the gym is full at this point, and they're using four of the barbells.
What time is this? Not in all the time.
It's usually a bit later than
it was about 9 o'clock, I think. When I go in later,
I see them.
Oh, so I've never seen
and them. I just think, it would be the equivalent of us going to the gym and working out together, but using three different things at once. And not letting anybody. And like they'll actively come up, no, I'm using that.
That's what happened.
Well, no, you're not, because you're over there.
You're keeping
an eye on it to make sure that I don't use it. You're not using two
squat racks, and then Neil and Kev came in at the gym, and I was using the one next to it, and they started walking up to the one next to us because they were doing a complete different exercise. And I looked at them and I said, you're going to get told to move yet. And he walks from the opposite side of the gym just to say, we're using that. And he didn't use it for the next 5 minutes while we were there.
It was like
they're doing barbell complexes and stuff. But it's atrocious.
There's a big sign in the gym saying, if you're not at busy times, if you're resting, let someone jump in and do a set.
Yeah, exactly.
It does say that.
Yeah, and I'm all for that.
So am I.
But
I rest a long time. If someone asked me, can I jump in for a set, I'm completely fine with that. Yeah.
So, yeah, that really bugs me. It was a real bugbear of mine last week. I really, really wanted to hit someone. But I didn't, self-control and all that. You got to. Yeah. But yeah, that was really, that's frustrating. So if you're using stuff and you're going to decide that you're going to use four of the seven bars in the gym at once, then at least have the common courtesy to let other people jump in between sets time. When you're resting. Because otherwise, you're just a tool. Simple as that.
I'm glad I've never seen that.
I think you'd get quite cross, honestly.
I probably would, mate.
Knowing you, I think you'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're over there.
I think I might have to say something about
it. You can't miss them.
Luckily, I will never have to.
No. So that's my three pet peeves.
We're only doing three. That could go all night, really.
You could, couldn't you? Because you're a whinger.
Right, so my last one.
No, we're doing more.
I would say my last one, not to be negative, would be... People doubting themselves or not doing something because they don't think that they can do it before they've tried.
That just took
it to another level of deep, that, didn't it?
I think people are capable of doing a lot more than what they think, and if you haven't tried something, you don't know if you can do it or not. And the only way to progress in life is to push yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. The only way to grow is to, and there's a cat outside the window.
All right then.
The only way to grow is, and I don't mean just physically, mentally, emotionally, everything, is to push yourself to that next level, to break yourself down a little bit. To push yourself a little bit further, and I think people need to, if they haven't got that mentality of wanting to grow, wanting to progress, or wanting to get further in life, in the gym, just staying static because they don't think that they can do something, not starting something because they're down on themselves because they don't believe that they can do that. I just want to give them a bit of hope and say. Just want to grab them and say, no, you can do it. You can do anything you want to do. If you want to go and do that, go and do it.
I think it opens up a whole topic that I am absolutely 100% in love with. The topic is personal development. Yeah. And I could talk for hours about that. But maybe one time we discuss personal development.
Absolutely.
And maybe lessons that we've learned from the gym and stuff. But something along those lines... that you're talking about there, I read a book called The Big Leap. Highly recommend it for anybody.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it, yeah. The author's called Gay Hendricks.
Yeah.
And the book is just unbelievable. And it talks, basically, that the premise is this: taking this big leap out of your comfort zone to doing things that you think you can't do, and tries to explain to you why you probably think you can't do those things, because of like conditioning throughout life. But yeah, absolutely brilliant book, and it's such a good topic
that yeah.
we all limit ourselves so much. All of us do it.
Absolutely.
And through various different stages in life, I see it in the people that I'm on the course with at university, who purposely, and it's subconsciously purposely, sabotage themselves because they don't think they can do so. Yeah. They'll purposely be absolutely hammered coming into an exam because they don't think they can do it, so that if I'm hammered, I've got an excuse.
I'm sure we've all done or thought,
yeah.
you know, I'm not saying that I've never done this. I'm not saying that. I've probably even done it without realising that I've done it.
Yeah.
Probably do it on a daily basis.
I think we all do.
But limiting yourself because you don't think that you can do something, or not doing something because you don't believe that you're good enough to do it. You are good enough. You can do anything you want. You can be anything you want. You've just got to work to do it.
Yeah.
You've got to. Some things come natural.
Yeah, some things take more work. That's true, absolutely. But if you decide that you can do something and that you want to do it badly enough and put the effort in, you'll be able to do it.
Absolutely.
It's that simple.
I would like to lift 100K on the bench. That would be a good realistic goal for me.
Yeah.
You know, within maybe a year or two. I'm not going to do it tomorrow. I can just about lift 70. Yeah.
Steroids.
You know, maybe. But I'd still have to work. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'd still have to work to get to that, even with steroids. But if I want to do that, I've got to work to get there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not just going to say I can't do it, so I'm not going to try.
No. Because that's a guarantee.
People want to be there straight away, but I more enjoy the journey, me.
Yeah.
I like seeing me progress rather than just hitting that target. Personally, that's...
For me, the destination is almost insignificant.
To the journey.
It's about the person that you become on the road and the way that you change and you grow as you go into where you want to be. That's... For me, that's what life is. That's what it's all about.
It's good to... We were talking about this in the gym today, weren't we? Self-reflection. It's good to be able to reflect on who you are now, where you've come from, where you are now, and where you want to be. But I think where you want to be, not to lose sight of what's right in front of us, but always having your periphery, you know, where you want to end up.
Yeah.
You know... But you can't always make that the main focus, because then you're staring off into the distance too much. You know, it becomes a pipe dream instead of, right, this is my next goal on the way to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, break everything down into increments. You're not going to lose 10 stone in a month, right? You're going to lose it bit by bit, aren't you? Yep. You're not going to lift... If you can lift 60K now, you're not going to lift 100K tomorrow.
No.
You know, you're going to get there little by little.
What I heard the other day was, and I quite like it, is don't think of it as I can't do it. Think of it, I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Because one of Brian Shaw's mates, asked him if he ever joined a competition where he hasn't, the weight he hasn't lifted before. He just completely hasn't lifted, and this guy's joined a competition where he's never been able to do that weight of a log press. It's not even his one rep max.
Yeah.
And Brian Shaw said, is that not scary for you? He went, no, it's going to happen. It's just, it's not that I can't do it, it's that I can't do it yet. It will happen, and I've chose my when. And that's actually what he says, I've chose my when, and it's going to be that show, and it's going to be my best. I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, on a more positive
not
note...
Not every sprinter is going to sprint the world record in practice.
No.
They're going to get to that big meet.
Yeah. They're going to do it when it
they're
counts.
They're going to do it there. They're going to do it in the Olympic finals.
Yep.
You know, they're going to progress to that point. It's not done straight away.
Anyway, another pet peeve is grunting on each rep.
You hate it, don't you?
Sex noises.
Yeah, I fully understand if it's a one rep max, a bit of exhale, like that kind of thing. like really struggling noise. But if you can do more, personally, if you can do more than 3 reps, I don't want to hear a grunt till the last rep. I don't want to hear it. And if you are, you're doing it for attention. Sorry,
yeah,
you
are. To be fair, I think that goes along with the ego lifting.
Yeah.
Because it's about, look at me, look what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And definitely. Oh, wait a minute, no one's looking. If I grunt, then they will. If I start screaming.
It's mad that it's actually the same people that have felt under every pet peeve, apart from your really deep one at the end there, and the pull-ups. 2 of your pet peeves weren't your pet peeves.
It wasn't just pet peeves in the group chat, guys.
But like,
it was things about
it's mad that it's the same. Yeah. It's the same people that have fell under the same bracket, the same people that are loading the stupid weights on. Don't put the weights back on the bar.
Yeah, it is.
The it's all about ego, really, isn't it? They leave the weights on, like, yeah, look at me, like, I did that, and you've got to make a noise. You've got to bang the weight down. You've got to be like, eh.
But okay, I just lift it. It's to throw another one in there.
I drop
dumbbells, I don't mind.
Beth was saying to me, I make quite a racket when I deadlift because I drop it on the way down. But
yeah, you put it down really quick when you're deadlifting.
That's not on purpose. I don't realise how low it is because I've got headphones on.
Is that on your last one?
No, on all of them.
On all of them.
But you do the same if you're doing 60 kilo or 160 kilo.
The real reason I do it though, I think, is because I lift it and I just let the bar drop because I don't like wasting energy on the eccentric motion.
Which is a whole other topic, because you should be. It's not wasting energy.
Well, really, like, for me,
it's not wasting energy.
I don't want to be doing it slowly. I just want to drop the weight and use all my power to get back up.
Yeah, I know.
So, I am that culprit of the banging the weight.
Yeah. So, one of your pet peeves is you
at
the gym. Yeah. I think, basically, the sort of pet peeves are not trying, I would say. For whatever reason, not trying because you're scared or not thinking that you can do it. Ego lifting is quite clearly a big one. And then not knowing how to do exercises properly. They seem to sort of cover.
I think that only annoys us because of, like, doing it at uni and stuff. Mainly. Because I know how to do things right.
We shouldn't say that those things annoy us.
Yeah.
Because we get annoyed by those things. It's only a minor different little play on words, but that's the truth. We get annoyed by it because those things don't really annoy us. They're not doing anything, are they?
No, so I've got another pet peeve.
And we've got to try not to be, haven't we?
Yeah, I've got another pet peeve. Not using me and Kev as PTs. We need some practice, guys.
I mean, especially when it's getting given away for free.
I know.
No, pies.
For the first few.
For the first few is now.
Well, you've got to make a living. I could go back
to the first part of you.
Yeah.
And we could.
I'm pretty sure I say that it's only for a select amount.
I don't know about that.
No.
I think you said. Anyway, we'll go back to the first pod and listen, and then I'm going
to
give you...
Do you want me to say more bad words?
No, we'll just chop it.
We'll just chop it.
Edit everything you say. I'm
just mute everything. Just put a squeaky voice over it.
I have got a mute button here.
I'm James.
No mirrors.
Anyway, I think one of
the... I honestly thought no mirrors was going to be one of your pet peeves.
That's not a pet peeve. That's like his number one hate of the gym, isn't it? There's not no mirror still.
Well, there's no mirrors in the gym that I wouldn't move to.
No.
Just reflection in the window. But I personally, it annoys me for newcomers, personally. It doesn't annoy me for me. It annoyed us when I first got into squatting, because I want to like work on my form. But I'm at that autonomous stage where I don't need it.
That's a big word for this time of night, isn't it?
Sorry, that's
GCSE. Can you edit that one out as well?
GCSE,
I'm at that stage.
It comes, my squatting's natural to us now.
Yeah.
Like, but when you first, you want to get the form right and stuff like that.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Well, on that note then, I think we'll draw this morning session to a conclusion.
Yeah.
Morning session with a bit of
there's a couple of little nuggets of gold in there. I think some good tips for people about stepping out of comfort zones, and particularly lat pull downs. That's a good one because most people do it wrong. So,
Is there any other ones? Quick ones, just
no, not really.
Quick exercise you see people do wrong. just so they don't injure themselves.
No, I see lots of people doing lots of exercises wrong, but we can do some tips on the most common.
We need to start doing videos, exercises. Don't we?
I've made some mindset today, actually, because he was on the phone to me. And he was telling me what he was benching last week. And he's only just like really started lifting. And I was like, mate, you're lifting 75 for 8 on your last of 5 reps. You can do more.
Yeah, definitely.
You can do bigger weight. Yeah. And, you know, I went through it and he was like, you guys, because he listens to this. You guys really need to be putting videos out there. It's like, it's hard when you're in a gym full of people to get a video out and go, right, guys, this is what we're doing. You know what I mean?
We will do that when we have our own.
It's
going to
be easier when you've, when you've got your
like
own
just
setup,
in your in your mate's garage, we'll just have a bench or something set up and just do information.
We will start getting some videos out and we can get some instructional videos even if we just...
Even videos, with a whiteboard.
Yeah. We can get a dumbbell in here. We can get a nice 3 kilo dumbbell and just show you the right ways to do what we're talking about with the rotation of the shoulders and things. Well, cause
some exercises to help you with that.
Yeah.
I could bring a bar.
That open video opens a lot of different, like instead of podcasts, like kind of things.
I think the key there is watch this space because there will be some videos coming out from us, just the same as there's a podcast to go along with them.
We don't expect mass amount of numbers to watch this. It's just them few.
For yourself,
want,
I expect
we want
millions.
To help people. we just want
we're
to help.
Global.
Well, people we just do, want to help. I've got people. Mates in America who listen, Australia who listen, and they're enjoying it. So
I'm your mate, podcast friends.
Squat friends.
Yeah,
squat friends.
On that note, before we get ridiculously stupid,
we'll
call it a night.
We will call it a night. Thanks for listening, guys. Tune into the next pod. Say goodnight, Kev.
Goodnight, Kev.
Say goodnight, James.
Wagwan, fam lam.
We'll see you on the flip-flop.